Today's talk is titled Coming Attractions, which is kind of interesting. You know, like we go see a movie. What is that called?
Preview?
Yeah, it's got another word, but trailer, right. So you can kind of see what, you know, get an idea of what something's about. And so I thought about, you know, in our own lives, we kind of have like a movie trailer, something that's going to let us know, like, if we see this happening, this is probably what's going to happen next. But because it's so buried within us, because it's so close to who we are, it's really hard for us to see our own coming attractions. So we become more reflective as we're on this journey, and we start to learn that if I look in the past, I can kind of see where that was a perfect outcome for what I was thinking and feeling and believing at that time. It was perfect. It was the perfect manifestation of where I was living in my own mind and who I thought I was. So really, if I could take that knowledge, I would stop seeing myself as a victim of what happened, and instead, I could apply it going forward to get an idea of what might happen right here from this moment, what could I could expect. And so we can start, as we talk about, connecting the dots. Because as long as we live in the belief that things just happen to us and there is no original seed planted that had anything to do with us, then it looks like a very scary world where it just acts upon you and there's nothing that makes any sense. But, you know, I've had many conversations with people around here, and some of them used to say that they lived in a lack mentality and their life reflected that lack. And then when they changed up that thought, then all of a sudden other things could come in. Or they didn't only thought certain things were possible. And then when they thought about, well, is that really true that only those certain things are possible? Then all of a sudden more possibilities showed up. And so they kept connecting the dots. And I've kept connecting the dots in my own life. And I see that whatever my original intention is, okay, whatever my original thought is about something, if I start a project with that seed planted in it, it's going to produce an outcome. Fig trees produce figs, okay? So an intention to get something when it's not pure, when I'm playing a game with somebody and it's not pure, then I'm going to get the outcome maybe a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, 4 years later, but it's going to show up. But my human mind, my personality, would completely forget and justify why this has turned out the way it has. So my own redemption, my own way of moving out of victimhood, is to be completely honest with myself always. Always. Like, why? What is my real motivation for doing what I'm about to do? What is it? If my motivation all of a sudden becomes about money, and that's really why I'm doing what I'm doing, then it's not going to have a pretty outcome. If I'm chasing money, money will run away from me. If I am grateful and feel the riches of what I already have, money and abundance in all forms will come towards me. And that's really hard, again, for the personality when it says, but my checkbook says, yeah. And I've got these bills over here, and how am I going to do that with that? You know, that's not going to work. So we talk a lot about gratitude. We talk about how important it is to be grateful. And a lot of times people used to think it was be grateful so that this personality God has receive something from you. It's like, I know I should be grateful for everything that I have. And that sounds like, because then that is going to look good to somebody or some other entity or something. And it's not, I'm not rejecting what they've given me. But the truth of the matter is, gratitude will bring forth more things to be grateful for in our coming attractions. That's why there's that Bible quote that says, he who has will receive more, and he who has not will have what is taken from them will be taken away. The little bit that they have will actually be taken away. Now, that sounds like a great punishment. But that isn't what it was really about. It's like whatever mentality we have, if we have a mentality that we are rich and abundant, we will find ourselves receiving more riches and more abundance and more to be grateful for. But if we believe, poor me, I got nothing, everybody else has got everything, there's not enough to go around, then what we have will be taken away. And so when we're looking at our riches as strictly our checkbook, then we're not seeing our true riches. So if I told you that up here I have $1 million, and all you have to do is trade in your ability to hear, and you can have this $1 million, would you do it? Well, I have $1 million. Okay, so you won't do it for that. Okay. Okay, would you do it if you couldn't move your hands? You know, I mean, how much do you need? There's, you know, you can hire somebody for $1 million. Would you do it if you couldn't speak with other people? I remember a Twilight Zone like this where the guy got $1 million if he wouldn't speak for 1 year. And so the day came when it was time to give him $1 million. And they said, okay, now you can talk. You haven't talked for a whole year. You can talk. The problem was he didn't trust that he couldn't talk, and he really, really, really wanted $1 million, so he actually removed his own tongue. Do you remember that? Yeah. And all of a sudden, that $1 million didn't seem that important. So what I'm getting at is when we acknowledge the riches that we have, that we can stand, that we have arms, that we have legs, that we can hug people, that we can taste food, that we can smell, that we can see, that we can hear the birds, that we recognize this incredible gift called nature that is the birds, that all of a sudden you're walking and the leaves all start shaking from the wind, and we've got the babbling brooks, and we've got free places we can walk to and go to. We have roads that allow us to get there efficiently. We have language. We communicate. We are able to write. I mean, my gosh, we can do so many things. And then we say we're poor. So I love that opening quote, beware of spitting into the wind. You know if you spit in the wind, you know exactly what's going to happen, don't you? I know what's going to happen next. I know my coming attraction is, that's coming right at me. Okay? So if we also knew that when we don't understand who and what we really are, and we believe that we're victims, that that's like spitting into the wind, and what's going to come back at you is things that make you feel that you are a victim. When we understand that we cannot run a game on what we really are, that it really does operate off of law, it really is spiritual law. Whatever you're thinking, feeling, and believing, that is what you're going to manifest. And if it's something undesirable, you're going to say, ick. If it's something desirable, you call it a miracle. But it's all operating off the exact same creative energy and law. It's what you're thinking, feeling, and believing. As you believe, it is done to you. What do you believe about yourself? And if, as you believe, it's done to you, why? Why? That doesn't make sense. Just because I believe something, it's in the ethers, now it's going to happen to me? You got to be kidding me. That can't work that way. Unless, beyond this physical body, and this personality, there is actually a spiritual body within me that is actually operating under its own laws. A spiritual nature that responds to spiritual law. And that's why it happens. And actually, my spiritual nature is revealing to me itself. It's teaching my personality. The reason this is happening and that is happening is because you are spiritual. You're not this mere mortal. You're not this mere physical being that ends its life at a certain time. But but what you are continues on. And when we begin to live through that identity, being compassionate with our personality, having choices that it's made in the past, being compassionate with it and saying, that's what I understood at that time, I let that one off the hook, and this is who I am now, and I'm living in this one powerful moment right now, and I'm going to choose to relax into my own spiritual nature. I'm going to believe that God is within me and everyone else and everything and every particle and every atom, everywhere, it's all God expressing. And that as long as I live true to who I am, as long as I do the things I love to do, it's not going to be some spiritual book that's going to get me there. It's going to be the book of my life and my understanding that's going to get me there. As long as I have a desire to express in a certain way and I allow myself to express in that way, that's as good as it gets. And I will be 100% supported in doing that because I am that one that wants to express in that way. And when I run counter to it, I run into obstacles. And so I might as well run with it instead of spitting into the wind. How about if I turn around and let the wind come at my back and move me? Just by doing what I love to do. Just by being with those that I love being with. Just by living outside of the shoulds and into what if I let myself express and be who I am. And what if I, in doing that, become a very unique expression that each one of us fills this wonderful tapestry, this wonderful composition, and I'm that one color that makes the rest of it make sense with all the other colors? What if the coming attraction is based on who I believe I am? And I understood how wonderful that was. And that in turn, because I understand how wonderful it is, I can actually love myself. And because I can love myself, the wind is at my back. And I just am blown into love everywhere. By just allowing it to be the force in my life, as opposed to beating up on myself. I was watching Dateline, I think it was, the other day. They revisited, I think his name was James Ray. He was part of that movie, The Secret, about abundance and the law of attraction and everything. And everybody was so excited, probably because he was maybe the most attractive one on in the movie. So all the women were in love with him. But I remember he came out to Westport and people lined up because he had a free seminar. I don't know, maybe some of you went to it. And a friend of mine wanted to go and I went. I think I went with Cindy. So we went to this thing and he stood up there and he was talking about how the seminar would empower you. It would absolutely empower you. And, you know, it's only $1,000. But aren't you worth $1,000? And so people were sitting there, gosh, I think I probably should be worth it. Get your checkbooks out right now and write a check. This is, he's commanding people to do this. And people were doing that. And then they were standing up as they did. He said, there's another one. There's another one. That person loves himself. That person loves him. That person loves himself. And people followed him. And you might remember the story where he was out in Arizona and they all piled into a sweat lodge. And he said, you will be tested, but do not leave. Stay strong. Stay, stay. I don't know how many people died. Others were rushed off to the hospital. Now that looks like they were victims. But when they gave the $1,000, which that was just the beginning, evidently people spent $10,000 with all the things they kept following. Really all that was going on is they were giving away the power that was already theirs to somebody else. And that was the seed that was planted. I'm going to plant giving my power away and I'm going to believe you have what I need. And even the people who did not die and who did not end up in the hospital still observed the whole thing. And when it was over, a lot of them said, he's not the real deal. Others said, no, I think he still is, even though he's in jail for murdering people. Even though he left the scene of the crime, got out of there as soon as he could, even though he sent his PR people in, I still believe. But every time we give our power away, every time we don't listen to that inner voice that is guiding us, we end up with something that looks like something we don't want. But it's only there because we didn't listen to the inner guidance, the original seed. We overrode what we really intuitively knew, what was speaking into our lives and our hearts saying, no, you don't want to go there. I think I know better. And we go there. So all we want to do is just become more aware, more reflective, look back at ourselves, look back at our lives, at those things that we didn't think turned out too well, be completely honest with nobody else but ourselves, and say, what was my real motivation? What was the original seed that I planted there? Did I believe in scarcity? Did I believe that this was something somebody else could give me? Did I believe I could get something if I did this? Did I do it purely out of the love of doing it? Or did I want an outcome? Did my ego need something? Did I do it out of fear or did I do it out of love? And we just become reflective. And as every sage has told us, we know ourselves. Know thyself. And you'll be free. Know that you don't have to get it from another person. It will be supplied. Know it. Get it. Connect the dots. See what happened when you tried to get it from someone else. See what happened when you moved into peace and harmony and gratitude. See how it changed. So that's what I wanted to talk about today, is in this moment to sit with who and what we are and know that the coming attractions can be very beautiful. Thank you very much.